Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Oklahoma Genetics invites you to focus on quality at their 2020 annual conference, Wednesday, February 12th, at the Edmond Convention Center in North Edmond. The program gives you a chance to hear one of the major buyers of U.S. wheat domestically, Hayden Wands with Grupo Bimbo, as well as wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and members of his wheat improvement team at OSU. To register for the conference, it includes lunch, call 405-744-4347 and leave your name. There's no fee, but you must be registered. Check out more about OGI at their website, okgenetics.com.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
It seems like every fast food restaurant you walk in these days have got their version of an impossible burger. They've got a plant-based product prominently mentioned on their menu. And the beef cattle industry decided they needed to find out what consumers are thinking about these products. Danielle Beck is based out of the Washington, D.C. office. She talks about the consumer research that was released this last week during the cattle industry convention.
You know, it's important to know your enemy. We wanted to know how consumers view plant-based products, both from an ingredient standpoint and also from some various attributes, benefits, purported benefits of the products. And so when asked about terms like plant-based beef, 55% of respondents did not understand that that was a vegan or vegetarian product. And this survey, which was conducted online, it was a quantitative survey, reached out to over 1,800 consumers, which is, you know, twice the national survey size, really. The fact that more than half didn't understand plant-based beef had no real meat or animal product in it, it's a little concerning. We also asked consumers to rank various attributes from plant-based and beef when it came to is a great source of protein and fits my budget, beef won out. Consumers know that the protein in beef is really, it's a protein-dense food, and it's affordable. When it came to is healthy, is natural, is low in sodium, is less processed, plant-based products were ranked higher than beef. That was pretty concerning. 44% of respondents thought that plant-based products were lower in sodium, when the reality is that these plant-based fake meat products are anywhere between 200 to 600% higher in sodium.
Daniel Beck says that the beef industry is going to be pushing hard to making sure at the grocery store level these products are properly labeled, that consumers can clearly see that they are a plant-based product, no meat is in them, and that they have high levels of things like sodium. At the same time, she acknowledges it's going to be hard to necessarily get integrity in labeling with fast food restaurants.
You know, we're never going to be able to tell anybody how to run their business, unfortunately. A lot of these companies or food service establishments that are now offering these plant-based products, they've always had a vegan or vegetarian option on the menu. They've just changed what they're offering. You know, if you've got a family of four, your teenage daughter decided to be vegan on a whim, they can still continue going to these restaurants, and the rest of the family is going to be making a choice between two proteins, beef or chicken. And as long as they're choosing beef, we're fine with that.
Executive Director for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Danielle Beck. You've got farm news on Ron. Genetically enhancing your assets. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company invites you to their 2020 bull sale Saturday, February 15th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. They're featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sem-Angus service-ready bulls. Call Lee Nichols at 580-367-0299 for more information and to request a catalog. That's 580-367-0299. Sale will be seen on liveauctions.tv. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company bull sale Saturday, February 15th. More farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.